Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Evolution was at a turning point. Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down.
Harvard researchers have found children who live in high fluoride areas have significantly lower IQs.
Enjoy your extra big ass fry!
Researchers found members of Congress, on average, speak at a 10th grade level. Most Americans read at an 8th or 9th grade level.
Look, now I'll talk slow so as you can understand me.
It was just a few thousand years ago that our ancestors were using primitive grunts to communicate.
Hillary's a good leader. I trust Hillary. Hillary is a good leader.
I stand here as a free slave.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Mankind became stupider at a frightening rate.
You're a white man!
You want to know what I found out? Most of England speaks Americanish.
I don't feel no ways tired. I've come too far.
I believe that our education, like such as South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should... education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa.
What does that mean?
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
We now go live to Violence Channel correspondent Formica Davis at the Extreme Court with highlights on today's trial.
Good to see you in this exercise in transparency and democracy.
Is that what it is?
A great dust bowl had ravaged food supplies, and the number one movie in the country was called Ass.
If Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense. Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean?
Obama, you should run for a third term because we need
you. Obama, third term!
How many sides does a triangle have?
Damn, four.
There's no sides.
What's Osama bin Laden most infamous for?
Osama?
Yeah.
Or Obama?
Osama.
I have no idea who Osama is.
Which state does KFC come from?
What, the chicken?
I don't know. I really don't know. Okay, do you know what KFC stands for?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
A little further south from that facility, there's a completely separate building where they, get this, change raw sewage water into water people drink.
Why? Like out the toilet?
But Brando's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
What's your hair would be bigger?
Infowars.com.
viewers and listeners. You've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Guest hosting Robert Barnes. Here you can get all of our content at vivabarneslaw.locals.com. We're going to be discussing Amos Miller, the Amish farmer case. We're going to be discussing the latest developments in the big case against Pfizer concerning the COVID vaccine. The Brooke Jackson case and the Biden administration's last-ditch effort to prohibit the case from going forward to cover up their own corruption. We're going to be discussing the economy and everything that is happening there, including big trouble in China. But first up, John Stockton, the former NBA player, has joined Children's Health Defense in supporting lawsuits for free speech about vaccines. You might wonder why John Stockton is particularly concerned with this topic, why he's willing to broach the third rail of American politics, which has been discussing the safety or efficacy of vaccines or the lack thereof. Well, it's because John Stockton himself, his son, and his father were both victimized by vaccine-related injuries. Indeed, that is what is the building, burgeoning base of support for independent presidential candidate Robert Kennedy's campaign. It is the number of people who understand that so-called vaccines that are supposed to inoculate and immunize against disease with minimal risk to the individual from anything else are discovering that vaccines have been made differently over the last 40 years, that many of them are not in fact vaccines by the traditional definition, such as the case with the COVID-19 vaccine, that there have been a number of vaccines that have continuously caused injury without relief or remedy due to the various immunity laws, legal immunity laws, given the vaccine makers or drug makers, as long as they called their drug vaccine, since 1986. And if you dig into the data, what you're going to find is more and more ways we can see continuous increases in injuries from the vaccine, particularly the COVID-19 vaccine. And it is the number of people who know someone who has been discriminated against because they did not take the vaccine, know someone who suffered an injury, and including disabling injuries from the COVID vaccine, or know people who died from the COVID vaccine, is dramatically increasing and is on pace for close to half of America. This is why so few people are taking the booster shots. More and more people know from their personal individual experience that something is wrong with this so-called vaccine. Indeed, the basis of the Brooke Jackson case, she is the whistleblower who was part of the clinical trials for Pfizer on the COVID vaccine. And what she witnessed at those clinical trials, and this is someone who has spent her life, her career, in the pharmaceutical industry, in the clinical trial industry. She was someone who never had any doubts about vaccine until now because of what she witnessed about the COVID vaccine. She saw needles sticking out of bags. She saw people's private information plastered randomly in a public setting. She saw the temperature not even being correctly controlled for the vaccine to even be properly injected. She saw the placebo being unblinded and unmasked so that everybody knew who was getting what, completely ruining the whole basis of the clinical trial. She saw people doctoring data. She saw people falsifying certifications and reports based on the data that she saw doctored. She saw adverse events not being reported. She saw individuals not getting informed consent. She saw people participating in the trial who weren't supposed to be participating in the trial. And it was the biggest disaster and debacle of a clinical trial she'd ever seen. And when she blew the whistle, they fired her. So she brought suit under the QI-TAM laws. Now, the Justice Department told her, you got to keep this secret. You got to keep this quiet. Under the federal rules, it has to be what's called sealed. Don't worry, the Justice Department told her, we're investigating. We're going to get Pfizer. We're going to stop this. More than a year later, nothing happened. She got suspicious. She decided to change counsel to a new law firm. It turned out her prior law firm that was supposed to be on her side was secretly so pro-vaccine they hated Bobby Kennedy over the issue. So they were compromised, and they wanted to maintain good relationships with the government. Didn't want to upset or offend anybody. They saw QI-TAM actions as ways to shake down companies to enrich themselves rather than empower the American people or get relief or remedy from true fraud. Because this is a unique fraud. This COVID vaccine fraud isn't just about a financial fraud. It's about a fraud on the health of the American people. It's about a fraud that caused deaths and disabilities to people millions of people all around the world. So it's a fraud of the greatest public health consequence in the history of such public health fraud. So this is way beyond money. This is about exposing Pfizer and protecting the American people and getting some sort of fund available to get relief and remedy at least at some level for those that have been discriminated against, those who have been disabled, those who have died, and their family members from this vaccine. So she brought suit on those grounds because if you research and review the contract that the Trump Defense Department signed with Pfizer, Pfizer promised they would deliver a certain kind of what's called a deliverable. In the contracts world, that's often what am I required to give to you as my contractual obligation as a condition of receiving the benefit from you. So there's the receivable and there's the deliverable. The receivable was billions of dollars of cash. The receivable was immunity under the PREP Act from anybody being able to sue. The deliverable had four components to it, and really a fifth. The components were Pfizer promised contractually that what their deliverable would be, and this is repeated more than a half dozen times in Trump's contract. You might even call it a beautiful contract. You might call it one of the best contracts ever written. And what was it? It was that Pfizer would deliver a safe, effective vaccine for the prevention of COVID-19, and they would do so at speed and scale. That's the promise. That's the deliverable. All they delivered was speed and scale. They didn't even deliver a vaccine. For as long as the word has existed, until the FDA tried to go in and secretly change it, the word vaccine has always meant the same thing. It means something that immunizes or inoculates against disease that prevents both infection and transmission. And indeed, in the contract, it made clear that the government was not buying a therapeutic. A therapeutic is something that helps treat a disease, that helps mitigate or minimize the adverse consequences of a disease. Then you have what's called a diagnostic. That's a test designed to be able to diagnose whether and what disease is present. Well, specifically, the contract said we're not asking for a diagnostic. We're not asking or paying for a therapeutic. We're asking and paying specifically for a preventative vaccine. So they promised safety, They promised efficacy, the efficacy being measured by the reduction in the amount of COVID-19 and COVID coronavirus viruses that would spread related to it of whatever variant, that it would be a vaccine that would inoculate and immunize, and that specifically it would deliver prevention of COVID-19 infection or transmission. Instead, it didn't prevent infection. It didn't prevent transmission. Pfizer itself has now admitted this. It wasn't a vaccine. It was, in fact, a therapeutic. It didn't inoculate or immunize against anything. The only immunity was the immunity for Pfizer from legal accountability for their bad actions by private citizens. It wasn't effective. It didn't reduce the amount of COVID-19 out there. In fact, arguably, it increased the risk of...
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
the strongest correlation they have is when the COVID vaccine was introduced at mass scale. They're also finding, when they dig in, dramatic increases in the cancer rate. They're discovering dramatic increases in the mortality of the cancer rate. And remember, our excess mortality should have gone down. Why? Well, if you look at who COVID really killed people who are at the end of life with multiple comorbidities. So they were people that were right on the edge of the cliff of passing away. COVID came along, whether it was COVID or the policies in response to COVID. That's a different debate for another day. But either way, pandemic time period pushed a lot of those people off the cliff. Well, that means the most vulnerable population is no longer there in 2021, 2022. So we should have seen excess deaths actually be below average, given that vulnerable population had now been removed from that underlying group. And yet instead, excess deaths went up. And especially it went up amongst people it never should have been going up amongst, young people. Young men. Then you look at the unemployment and workers' comp. You look at people taking time off from work for injury, and that was spiking across the board in a wide range of data. So the disability data, the temporary I got to take time off data because I've got an illness or an injury that's more extended than normal. Again, spiking in all the key data reports that Edward Dowd and others have followed. And it directly correlates to the vaccine. So, and then we're getting, of course, all of the data from cancer payments. Here, the way you can track the data, even when the government's trying to hide it, is you can backdoor it by looking at people who, for example, insurance companies who reimburse for certain costs for certain kinds of medical expense. And what do we see? We see that spiking in a range of categories directly corresponding to the timing of the introduction of the vaccine. And so this is what is underlying the data and information that, in fact, Brooke Jackson could have, if the government would have paid attention to her, the government could have stopped before this ever happened in the first place. The Justice Department under President Trump, who found out about Brooke Jackson's report, hid that information from President Trump. Pfizer as well hid the fact that they had not only hid this information from President Trump, they hid the fact they even had a vaccine until after Election Day, deliberately to hurt President Trump. So when President Trump is still vouching for the vaccine, he is vouching for a Pfizer company that lied to him and betrayed him and has repeatedly undermined him. So the best decision for Trump to make would be to embrace the Brooke Jackson case and to oppose the action that is currently taking place by the Biden administration. Because after Brooke Jackson brought her case to the Justice Department, they hid it from the world for over a year so nobody could know about her report at the key time period that this vaccine was being approved, authorized, reimbursed, and expanded. You can find Brooke Jackson at IamBrookeJackson.com. And what you find when you dig into that data and information that she presented, you could predict and foresee everything that was going to happen. For example, Brooke Jackson raised the issues with her supervisors. Her supervisors went up the chain of command, and they came back and said, you know what, we can't fix this. And the reason we can't fix this is because it's everywhere. We're in a rush to produce something. Just doctor the data. Just fake and falsify everything you need. We're just here to get this done and line our pockets while we still can. That's what Pfizer did. And remember, Pfizer makes the Sinaloa drug cartel look like a street-level drug dealer. Nobody has killed and cost more lives as a drug dealer than Pfizer has. There's no drug cartel in the world that could compare to the harm caused by Pfizer. And so in this context, but the real reason the Justice Department was hiding the case wasn't to investigate it. It was to hide it from Trump. It was to hide it from the American people. So once she figures that out, she gets independent counsel, we intervene, we disclose it to the world, help save millions of lives by the information getting out there. And now the Pfizer's come in, wants to dismiss the case. We're opposing it. The judge has scheduled a hearing. And on the eve of that hearing, what does the Biden Justice Department do? They have now moved to intervene to dismiss the case. They are demanding the court not allow any discovery to happen about what Pfizer knew and when they knew it about the dangers of this vaccine. What the FDA knew and when they knew it about the dangers of this vaccine. What the Biden administration knew and when they knew it, when they were mandating and forcing this vaccine on people. As well as spending billions of dollars to their political ally. They're demanding the judge not allow any bench trial, any jury trial, any trial of any kind. They're demanding the American people be scammed and ripped off and defrauded again while these harms continue to accumulate. That is how corrupt the Biden administration is. We will see whether the court will go along with this corrupt demand of the Justice Department to hide this fraud continually from the American people, to fail to protect the American people financially or personally from the harm caused by this dangerous, ineffective drug that wasn't a vaccine and didn't prevent COVID-19. Pfizer lied about everything except speed and scale, and the only thing Pfizer delivered at speed and scale was fraud, disability, and death. Indeed, Pfizer lied, people died. And the question is yet to be determined, will there be consequence? But the option for President Trump is to publicly speak out against what President Biden is doing, saying this case should go to trial. This case should be joined by the government to have a full, meaningful investigation. He can even say, I drafted a beautiful contract. Some say maybe one of the best ever contracts that required a safe, effective vaccine for the prevention of COVID-19. And the claim is that Pfizer lied to me and lied to the American people. Well, I want to know what's true. So Brooke Jackson's case should go forward. Trump should say, I support Brooke Jackson. And this would give him an exit ramp from the vaccine politics he himself has entrapped himself in. Because if he doesn't do so, if he continues to embrace a dangerous drug and continue to align himself with an adversarial company that set out to have him defeated in 2020, if he continues to side with a drug that has disabled, killed, and discriminated against millions and millions of people around the world, or caused such disability to occur, then he endangers his presidency. He endangers his election to the presidency. Indeed, the only hurdle to Trump winning in 2024 now, especially as the lawfare gets set aside by the courts, especially as he is going to be on the ballot, as the Supreme Court has already ruled, especially as he's already won the nomination, as has already been determined from Super Tuesday and Little Super Tuesday. The only way Trump loses this election against a disastrous debacle known as his fraudulency, the second Joe Biden, is if he continues to embrace a dangerous drug that caused so much harm and was a deep state plot against President Trump. So what Trump can do is embrace that aspect of the Kennedy campaign that challenges the safety and efficacy of this vaccine. Take on an adversary in Pfizer, stand up for the American people, and in so doing, guarantee his re-election and make sure it has consequences.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hosting Robert Barnes. So we're going to have up in just a minute an emergency report from the man himself, Alex Jones. On the eve of that report, that for those that have been inquiring about Amos Miller, the Amish farmer, his case is going to decide the future of food freedom in America. The government is claiming the authority to go into a farmer's property, his own farm, go into his own fridge and freezer, steal and take and detain and order destroyed his own food for his own family and his own animals. And they're claiming that you are not allowed to have food in your own fridge or your own freezer, even if you're the one who produced that food as a farmer, unless and until the government gives you advance permission to make that food. That is what the Amos Miller case is about. It's not just about the ability of people to get fresh, organic food made the traditional Amish way that has a proven track record of extraordinary health benefits and safety, which is the case with Amos Miller. You can go to AmosMillerOrganicFarm.com and see the range of his products that are out there. But this is about prohibiting and controlling and monopolizing all of food supply so they can electronically track it and surveil it, so they can stick COVID vaccines in it, so they can stick other vaccines in it, and thus control our own bodies and ultimately ourselves. So that's what the Amos Miller case is all about. You can continue to get updated information about that case at vivabarneslaw.locals.com. That's vivabarneslaw.locals.com. Remember, just as important as Amos Miller's food is to the supply of organic, healthy, important food to benefit our bodies, InfoWars is the same for our mind. And you can go to InfoWarsStore.com and find a product that makes you healthier, wealthier, and wiser, and makes the country a safer and better place by having accurate, honest, transparent information that exposes the government and big corporations for who and what they often are by going to InfoWarsStore.com today. One last component about the risk of World War III. Do we face a risk of it? Well, we have a warning sign from maybe an unusual and unexpected place, Hollywood. The recent Oscar winner, Oppenheimer, has buried within it a warning about the current politics of the parties in power. And that is that the real reason why Oppenheimer was targeted was because the deep state after World War II wanted to launch nuclear war. Oppenheimer didn't want his developments, his designs, his inventions to lead to the extermination of humanity. So continue to stay alert so these dangerous people don't get that perilous power in their hands now or in the future. Now, we have available the emergency news break from Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, March 14th, 2024. You're watching the live edition of the Alex and Jones Show. Robert Barnes is going to be coming back here in just a few minutes. And then in the next hour, we're going to be hosting the great Drew Hernandez, breaking down the border and other major cultural and world events. But I wanted to go through a news blitz here because all of this incredible information ties together. We have one stat here, the globalist plan to eliminate all farms, no more food, no more humans. This is really happening. They're cutting off the major food supply. Also, all over the Western world under globalist control, they're saying thieves are allowed to rob stores for up to a couple thousand dollars. They're not prosecuting carjackers. You already know about all that. But now Canada and the UK, this is all directed by the same social engineers, are telling the public to put little key boxes on their front doors with their key fobs so that criminals can rob their cars easier so they won't invade their house. This is how they say appease the criminals. This, of course, is designed to make it where there's so many cars being stolen that it destroys private car ownership. This is the post-industrial world plan. It's why they're cutting off the fertilizer, which cuts off the food, cutting off the pipelines, cutting off the oil drilling and gas drilling. They're passing all over the world laws against range stoves, against campfires, against indoor fires in fireplaces. They're going after all of the infrastructure and saying we've got to ban organic farming. It's bad for the earth. So the first clip I want to play is from Canada, again, with the police saying fortify your doors because of home invasions and then put the keys to your car outside. This is not satire. This is not a joke. It is their plan. Remember, I said 5 years ago when the Blue City started saying all coordinated from New York to Chicago to L.A. to Portland to Seattle, let people go rob the Macy's and rob the Walgreens and rob the Walmarts until and the Targets till they all close. This is the plan. This is the planned destruction of our economy. It's what the Great Reset is, to destroy it so they can build their new system on top of it, which is a total dystopia. So here's a clip from a local newscast.
There's also updated advice for all vehicle owners, a message echoed by Toronto police speaking at an Etobicoke safety meeting last month. Constable Marco Ricciardi had a new message for vehicle owners who keep their fobs in Faraday pouches.
To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. So they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arresting have guns on them, and they're not toy guns, they're real guns. They're loaded.
That's why Galinsky says they will be installing the door stops and taking YPR's advice seriously. But she'd like more action from police as well.
Now, that report that you can see in full at InfoWars.com dovetails with all of this critical information. Breaking, former Flemish parliamentarian Dries Van Lerhoven has been sentenced to 1 year in prison because supposedly racist memes were shared in a private group chat that he was part of. So again, won't prosecute the criminals, but will prosecute people that don't want the open border and the invasion. And that ties into Don Lemon coming up saying Elon Musk is bad because he won't censor people on his platform and because Elon doesn't want to sponsor and pay for his show, but will obviously let him have his show because he won't ban people to talk about replacement migration. It's an official UN plan. He is racist. He's evil.
They call it replacement migration. That if you say that, it doesn't exist, even though it's on the UN website and official. No borders, no walls, no Europe or USA at all.
Those clips are coming up, but here's another one talking about Canada. Canada High School scraps graduation ceremony to be inclusive of dropouts. So this is beyond participation trophies. And I remember when I first played soccer when I was like 6 years old, I was so bad at it that I remember getting my participation trophy. They even had them back then. We're now talking 45 years ago. And I knew that I wasn't good. It didn't do anything to make me feel silly because I didn't really earn it. Years later, when I actually won first place all over Texas in swimming, I did appreciate it because I was winning at the state level some of the best matches there were. I wish I would have stayed in swimming. I got out of it 13, but that's just absolutely insane. Here's a clip from that newscast.
Well, Graham, the school board says changing graduation to commencement would make things more inclusive, so much so that those who aren't graduating can still participate.
It's a milestone students worked towards for years.
So if you don't pass, why would you get to go to graduation?
The Ottawa-Carleton District School Board is updating its graduation policy, renaming it commencement to include all students, even those who are not getting diplomas.
They haven't graduated, essentially. So walking across the stage is something that you work towards. There might be another way I'm sure they can come up with including them, but not walking across the stage.
The proposed policy acknowledges some students may not be graduating for a variety of reasons, but that it should not preclude them from celebrating their achievements.
The way I look at it, any student who has gone through high school has worked very hard. There are going to be students with special education needs who are never going to be able to qualify for an OSSD, who have worked very hard by the end of their time in high school. And to allow recognition to those students of all of their hard work makes a lot of sense to me.
The board is also looking at phasing out awards, renaming them achievements.
So you go to jail for your speech, all coordinated by the ADL globalist groups around the world, but if you're robbing people...
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem?
Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And then we've got the big push for just out in the open censorship. Elon Musk is doing advertising deals and boosting deals with people like Tucker Carlson, but also people on the left. And so he hires the disgraced, fired Don Lemon to sponsor him and bring him onto X. And then Lemon savagely attacks him and makes a bunch of crap and insists that Musk censor. And then when he says, fine, our sponsorship deal is being terminated, not censorship, his right not to sponsor, just like we boycott Anheuser-Busch from the Bud Light debacle, that's not censorship, that's withdrawing your support, like a restaurant that gives you food poisoning twice in a row, you never go there again, and you warn people about it. That's not censoring that restaurant, that's knowing and using discernment or discrimination to then not patronize those facilities. So the first clip I want to play is the latest one, a little segment of him confronting Musk, and then he went on CNN and said, oh, it's this racist replacement migration plan, and it's going to cause all the blacks and Hispanics to get murdered by evil white people. And you have the left suppressing the fact that this vast majority of crime in this country is anti-white. Blacks are 13% of the population. They commit over 60% of the crime. Most blacks don't do that, but it's still a small minority of blacks that are committing the majority of crime. And now you've got the feds trying to go around and censor and cover up crime statistics and even change the race of black offenders to saying that they're white. So this is a total information warfare system. And it goes in line with Google Gemini, just erasing all white people from history and saying George Washington was black, Jesus was black. Again, this isn't black people doing this. It's this globalist trying to scramble and create incredible division and anger white people and make them actually become racial. This is nothing more than divide and conquer. So the first clip is what just happened with Lemon. The second clip is back 4 years ago when, or almost 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago, when Trump got banned off of Twitter. Now X saying it's perfectly wonderful to do. So a total ban is good. But Musk is censoring because he won't censor and withdrew his support from Lemon, who acted like a complete and total scumbag snake, which he is. So here's both those clips back to back.
Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform? That you wouldn't have to answer these questions from reporters about the Great Replacement Theory as it relates to
Democrats? I don't have to answer these questions.
The Great Replacement Theory as it relates to Jewish people. Do you think that...
I don't have to answer questions from reporters. Don, the only reason I'm doing this interview is because you're on the X platform and you asked for it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would not do this interview.
So you don't think, do you think that you wouldn't get in trouble or you wouldn't be criticized for these things?
I'm criticized constantly. I could care less.
Illuminating in so many ways. Right, I have two things I want to ask you about that, Don. First, the great replacement theory.
Right.
As you bring it up, you know, he has tweeted a tweet he shared. Increasing illegals boost Dem voting power, causing them to recruit more. If Dems win President, House, and Senate, they'll grant citizenship to all illegals, and America will become a permanent one-party deep socialist state. Right? He has gone there directly. How much does he stand by these ideas?
Well, he didn't quite seem to understand that he did, originally he did that with Jewish people, sort of a great replacement theory thing that he did with Jewish people, and he got in trouble and he had to go to Auschwitz and answer questions and apologize and go with Ben Shapiro. But he doesn't understand that that sort of rhetoric that he talks about, the great replacement theory and a migrant invasion, that's what radicalized shooters use in their manifestos, those exact words. The people who go and shoot up people, whether they be Latino people who live in Texas or black people who are in a supermarket in Buffalo or Jewish people who are worshiping, those people use the same rhetoric, that they are tropes, that they're either racist for Latinos or black people or for Jewish people. And I wanted to know if he felt any responsibility as someone who has one of the largest social media and information platforms in the world.
A quarter billion people.
I think it's 455 or 500 million users a week. And it doesn't seem that he feels that he has any responsibility with that, because he seemed really averse to facts. That facts did not matter to him. It didn't matter that he retweeted things that were offensive to people. And this whole, the whole idea of what I was asking him about, was it offensive, and did he feel that his platform should have better moderation?
People like you and the like carried his water and told lies. Allowed the lies to spread. That's why. Senator, nobody asked you to be the editor of the president's Twitter feed, the one he has been permanently barred from. The one he is whining about how they've taken away his freedom of speech. The fact is, these are private companies. They have no obligation to have anyone on their platforms. These are decisions that have nothing to do with Congress, except perhaps for people trying to kill them. Think about it this way. If they're going to espouse freedom of speech, right, being taken away, perhaps this will help you understand if you frame it in that manner. If you frame it in the freedom of religion argument that you use so much. Twitter and Amazon and the like, they are the Christian bakery. Okay? Trump is the gay couple who wants a gay wedding cake. First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That's what it says. It says nothing about Twitter or social media. The Congress. Don't get it twisted. Stop using that argument. It makes no sense.
And finally, in today's News Blitz on this March 14th Thursday transmission, I want to go to a Fox 35 news piece where they are reporting that with two separate investigations with the Surgeon General of Florida, with major labs testing what is in the Pfizer and Moderna so-called COVID vaccines, that it is contaminated with DNA. Let me tell you what the DNA is. It's the DNA of dead humans, because this stuff's cooked up in fetus flesh, but it's also cooked up in rhesus monkeys, and so it's full of SV40 cancer virus that even the FDA and CDC estimate killed over 100 million people since it contaminated the entire vaccine supply in the early 1960s. So look up SV40, wonder why cancer is exploding. That's just some of what is in the COVID shot. And Dr. Judy Mikovits has explained that when they looked at what's in this, it's everything that was ever in a vaccine that ever had any contamination. And why would they do that? Because they know all the lawsuits are already there around the world, and lawsuits are being won, makes the Roundup suits look small in comparison, that all the major vaccines, since they rolled them out in the 50s, have been contaminated. And so now if they put all the contamination in one shot and give it total liability protection, then that protects Big Pharma. And it also makes people really, really sick. And it's good for depopulation. So here's that incredibly important newscast.
Florida's Surgeon General says for us to stop getting the COVID vaccine.
Fox 35's Hannah McKenzie is joining us live in the Alert Center tonight. So Hannah, he says what's in the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines is a problem.
Yeah, Luann, John, Florida Surgeon General Dr. Latipo says he has safety concerns pertaining to the discovery of billions of DNA fragments found per dose in the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. And he says those concerns have not been addressed by the FDA or the CDC. Dr. Latipo says if the risks of DNA integration with COVID vaccines cannot be addressed, then the vaccines aren't appropriate for use in humans. He says he sent letters to the heads of the FDA and the CDC specifically questioning how this would impact humans in three main areas: healthy human genes being transformed into cancerous cells, chromosomal instability, and how the integration could affect unintended parts of the body, such as the heart, brain, lungs, even the injection site itself. We asked local doctor Michael Sparks to weigh in. Dr. Sparks telling us with the state surgeon general saying one thing and the FDA another, health providers are left stuck in the middle.
You know, new things are scary. If we look back historically, we've introduced new medications that we were told were very safe, were going to be very effective, and they turned out not to be safe or effective, and they caused a lot of birth defects, things like that. So it's not unreasonable to be worried about things that are new. And that's where the research comes into play. There have been so many millions of doses of this vaccine delivered, though, that if we were to expect to see some of these, you know, theoretical problems, we should start seeing them.
I'm Angus Dalgleish. I'm Professor of Oncology at St. George's, a consultant medical oncologist. And I have started to notice that several of my patients with melanoma who've been stable with stage 4 disease, they've had very good immunotherapy or other treatments, and I've been reviewing them from 5 to 20 years. I've noticed that I have now over 6, possibly 7, even an 8th yesterday, who've clearly relapsed following the booster vaccine. At first, we didn't put the two together, but when a patient said, "I felt awful since the vaccine, I've just been drained," they described symptoms of like a long COVID, and the next thing we know, 2-3 weeks, a couple of months later, they've got clear evidence of
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.